Okay, I'm still Elena Ong, and I'm the co-chair of the Social Determinants of Health Work Group, and I'm the chair-elect for the APHA Caucus Collaborative, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to Health Equity, Are We Making Progress? I'd like to thank the APHA Special Sessions, the Organizing Committee, and our sponsors for the turnout at today's sessions. You look wonderful out there. In fact, I'd like you to stand and be recognized, if you would, if you were recruited by any of these sections. Okay, you're such a shy group. Well, I wanted to, again, to introduce a person who actually needs no introduction. His name is Dr. Adewale Troutman. He's our president-elect of APHA, and he truly deserves your standing ovation. So hold on to your seats there for a moment. For nearly four decades, Dr. Troutman tracked the social determinants of health and health inequities in America. He published What If We Were Equal with then-Assistant Secretary of Health, Dr. David Satcher. He founded the first Center for Health Equity at a local health department. He was in Unnatural Causes, Is Inequality Making Us Sick? He is now Executive Director of the Public Health Practice Program at the Center for Leadership in Public Health Practice at the University of South Florida. Dr. Troutman.
Good morning. I thought the direction was for a standing ovation. Don't you people listen to this is difficult for me to stick to a script. I'll do the best I can as just a poor kid from the South Bronx trying to make a way in this world. Good morning and welcome to the 140th Annual APHA Convention. The organizing committee wanted to dedicate this APHA special session in honor of two past APHA presidents, Dr. Breslow and Professor Brown. Here to provide the tribute is Dr. Jonathan Fielding, who's sitting right there. Director of the and Health Officer of Los Angeles County Department of Public Health and Distinguished Professor of Health Services and Pediatrics at UCLA. And as he comes up, I'll add a great friend, a magnificent contribution to the work that we all do, and a wonderful asset to the United States and to the world, Dr. Jonathan Fielding.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. Lester Breslow. Over a 70-year career, Dr. Breslow changed the way we think about public health, expanding it from a biologic model to a model that looked at the behavioral, social, and environmental determinants of health. Lester's most lauded accomplishment among so many was the Alameda Health Study, which proved that practicing the seven habits of healthy living, regular exercise, regular sleep, not smoking, drinking in moderation, regular meals, maintaining a normal weight, and eating a regular breakfast, extended longevity. He also showed that social connectedness could have a big impact on health and longevity. He will be remembered for his leadership of the Director of California Department of Public Health, Dean of the UCLA Fielding School of Public Health, and a mentor and icon to a whole generation of public health leaders. And Lester Breslow's great partner in this, in most of this, was Deborah Breslow, who is here today. Rick Brown. Over a 40-year career, Professor Brown changed the way we look at health equity. He founded the UCLA Center for Health Policy Research because he believed in evidence-based policy and action. He co-authored California's first single-payer healthcare legislation and advised both Presidents Clinton and Obama on national health reform. To Rick, access to healthcare for all was a civil rights issue. To Rick, it was critical to ensure that access for all became a reality for our nation. This year's APHA theme is promoting wellness across the lifespan. This is a relay from one generation to the next. Today, let's make progress in health equity by doing as Dr. Breslow and Dr. Brown would want us to do in promoting the determinants of health and keeping our eye on the prize, health equity. Passing the torch from one generation of health equity leaders to the next, and let's make health for all a national reality. Thank you.
All And thank you very much, Jonathan. And these two gentlemen certainly are giants in the history of public health in the globe and should be continually remembered and respected. The next presentation, unfortunately, he's physically not here with us, but this is a video of Senator Akaka. It's an honor to introduce our first speaker, U.S. Senator David Akaka, via DVD. The senator has represented Hawaii in the United States Senate since 1990. He's committed to expanding access to quality health services and reining in the increasing costs in these essential services. Senator Akaka is focused on eliminating health care disparities, including those impacting minority populations such as Native Hawaiians and Native Americans. He introduced the Health Equity and Accountability Bill to highlight the continued need to improve health care access for all Americans. When the bill was introduced, with the language of health equity, it was certainly made my day, and I'm sure you feel the same.